Collection located on U.S. 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, July 19th, 2024 edition, the Patriot edition here on this Friday. Now joining us on the line is Todd Smallenberg. He's candidate for the 106th State House District. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today?
Man, I'm telling you, we were at a candidate forum at Lakes of the North yesterday. And a ton of people came to meet Vicky and Christian Marcus and Ray Scola, the county commissioner. We ran out of signs to be able
That's awesome.
Give people. Yeah. The room was packed. We had pizza and politics. And I was serving the pizza while they were working the room and talking to people. And the word's getting out. We filled signs all over that development. And I got to tell you, it's amazing what's happening. I feel a groundswell is happening. I had Timothy Jacobs on yesterday. He's running for Mount Morenci County Clerk. And he said Lewiston and other areas of Mount Morenci said you himself, Timothy Jacobs for clerk, and Mike Carl running for sheriff, said they were the only, you guys have been the only candidates, politicians running for office they've ever seen in 20 years. They've never seen anybody else. You guys are the first one. I know you're out there knocking all the doors. What are you hearing from the folks?
Remarkably, everything is so positive. You know, I mean, it's just people know Cam's voting record. He can send all the mailers out he wants saying he's this, that, and everything. But people know his voting record. And they're not voting for him. So it just keeps me going. You know, there's a couple folks stopped me yesterday at Freddy's when I was filling up at the gas station. And an older couple came up to me and said, are you Todd Smallenberg? We just filled out our ballots. We didn't wait for them to come. We went and picked them up and we voted for you. So, I mean, it was a great way to start the day, you know.
Yes.
And so just it's been really, really positive. I'm just thankful and blessed to get to meet all these folks, hearing their stories and you know, making sure that I'm going to represent them the best I can 100% down in Lansing on a daily basis.
Well, one of the things I did a story on this week, I believe it was yesterday's show, MERS News Service came out with 10 incumbent House seats that are in jeopardy of being flipped. And I think you'd like to know, unless you've seen the story already, they definitely listed your race, Cam Cavett, as being one of the vulnerable 10 looking like incumbents that might lose their primary. And I wanted to ask you a question about that. First of all, did you see that story?
Yeah, a couple folks sent it to me yesterday while we were out knocking doors up in Onaway and down to Atlanta to Canada Creek.
And you saw it and knew about it. One of the things in there, it was pretty interesting, is they actually spelled your name correctly.
Which very seldom happens.
That's it. And I'm like, okay, S-M-A-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. Oh, my God, MERS News Service got it right. And one thing that I wanted to ask you, as you're knocking doors, you're going to these candidate forums, you're doing different things, meet and greets that you're doing, I understand another radio station is trying to put together an actual debate. Have you heard any more about that? Has that been confirmed?
Well, it's confirmed, but the latest word I got from Nick Rudy was that he still that Cam still hadn't sent in his questions and they haven't heard back, because that's scheduled for the 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Sheboygan Library, which I will show up. It'll be my sixth event that I've been invited to that I will show up, and we'll actually see if he shows up or not.
Right. Well, one of the things I think that people are saying, if he's going to hide, he's basically not going to debate you face-to-face, then that obviously proves to them, this is their feedback, just reporting to you what I've heard. People are saying, then why am I going to vote for him? I mean, this guy, you know, obviously has a voting record. He has to stand up and explain that voting record. And if Todd's willing to come, I guess I end up having to vote for Todd because he's the only one that ever shows up.
Yeah, I showed up at the League of Women Voters the other night as well. So, you know, I mean, I'll show up to anyone if they invite me. You can agree with me or disagree with me, but I'll show up and I'll tell you what I think and what I believe in. So,
how did that go? How did that go with the League of Women Voters?
Well, you know, I was confronted by an older couple that, you know, there's a little banner back and forth. You know, she didn't like my facts. She questioned my facts, and I said, prove me wrong. You know, and so, but a lot of other people came up and said, hey, you know, one lady said, hey, I was committed to you before this, but after hearing you, and she kind of eavesdropped on the conversation with the older couple, she goes, I am now fully committed to you. So it was refreshing to hear folks that I wasn't expecting to hear that are going to support me. A lady was there with her two sons and let me know she's fully supported me. So, you know, again, I'll just keep showing up when people invite me to show up, and they can hear me, they can agree with me or disagree with me. That's their God-given right.
Well, and again, this was another event. Did Cam show up at that event?
Surprisingly, he did not.
Surprisingly, I love it. Well, one of the things I think is pretty interesting, if you can't attend a very liberal, progressive-leaning League of Women Voters, if that's an event he couldn't show up for either, find it pretty interesting, you know, the kind of what his strategy is. You know, let's send out mailers and let's hope that because I'm an incumbent, I'm spending all this money with outside dark money, these donors from DeVos family, Congressman Jack Bergman's military PAC. Kind of interesting, the strategy of the campaign he's running.
Yeah, it is. It's counting on sending out mailers and lying to the people about your voting record and hoping that you don't get confronted on your voting record. You know, and that's pretty sad that you don't have the audacity to show up to the voters and tell them about who you are, what you believe in, and stand on your voting record. He told me to his face last year at the Reagan Day dinner last year when I first filed that he was proud of his record. And that was before he had the recall petition approved. And so, you know, I just, him and I have a definition problem of what to be proud of on the voting record when you're voting along with the Democrats on a lot of these bills.
Right. You know, exactly. So, well, it's kind of interesting because in the MERS news story, it was kind of a win, lose, win, win, whatever you want to call it. Bad news for Cavett that Todd Smallenberg's been running against him for about a year. The good news for Cavett, Smallenberg's been running against him for about a year. He knows what's coming, and he's been working to insulate himself. I think that was a good choice of words, Todd, in that story, insulate himself. What do you do when you insulate? You cover up. You know, you hunker down. And I think that's basically what he's doing. But here's their last sentence. This is going to be a big test of the strength of the ultra Make America Great Again folks in Northern Michigan and whether voters will overlook the situation that has been discussed on the campaign trail and the fact that Cam Cavett's voting record. I think that's interesting. They're calling us ultra Make America Great Again patriots up here in Northern Michigan.
Yeah, God forbid if you believe in the Constitution, man. Now you're ultra mega, you know.
Yes.
I took an oath of office, you know, my whole entire adult life to the American people and the Constitution, and now I'm running for office. Up until last year when I filed my paperwork, hey, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. And now all of a sudden I'm ultra mega because same man, same beliefs, same oath of office that, you know, I will always stand by. And now all of a sudden I'm ultra mega because I believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. That's pretty sad that they got to use words like that and bastardize a great word of making America great. That shows you how far this country has fallen by the left's ideology and twisting of words.
Well, I think they're also kind of inferring that title to us people up here living in Northern Michigan. I take it as a badge of honor, actually, because they're saying, hey, Ultra MAGA, you bet we are. You dang right we are. And I'm proud to be called Ultra MAGA. And if they don't like it, well, too bad. I guess you want to vote for a rhino establishment puppet. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid if people actually believe in the Constitution and the rule of law, you know, that they call them ultra. You know, I mean, I guess our founding fathers would have been ultra mega. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to, man. Because, I mean, with the buffoonery and the corruption and everything going on today, they'd already be tossing tea over that ship by now. And we're sitting here being told to sit down, shut up, and color. And the only thing is that they can't get from us is they're not going to tell us to sit down, shut up, and color because we're not going to play their game.
No, we're not going to do it. Not going to participate. Any specific events happening here over the weekend that you want to inform people about?
Yes, sir. We got a great freedom rally going on at Rieger Road Highway in Somerville at 15370 Rieger Road, Millersburg. I'm sorry, not Somerville, Millersburg, starting at 6 p.m. Saturday on the 20th. We're going to be honoring and celebrating our veterans, our law enforcement, and first responders, and revering our Constitution, enjoying our neighbors and families and friends. We got great food and live music. And I'm gonna get up and speak a little bit about this great country and us ultra mega folks up here revering the Constitution and the rule of law.
Excellent, excellent. And again, what time is that on Saturday?
6 p.m. on Saturday.
6 p.m. So you got a Saturday night gig thing happening. Come and enjoy the music, the talk, the food, everything out there. It's that's actually, isn't that Jimmy Rieger's father's old barn?
It is his father's barn, yes.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Excellent location. If you can, Todd, give the people the address again. I just got two text messages. They want that street address.
15370 Rieger Road in Millersburg, Michigan.
15370 Rieger Road. Very good. Appreciate that. Final thoughts you'd like to say to the folks before we let you go for the weekend?
Hey, folks, just you know what? August 6th is the primary. You know, we got to, if we want change, we got to show up at the ballot box and vote. So just come on out, vote your conscience, vote who you think is going to be your best representative on August 6th. I hope I can earn that vote, and I promise you if I do, that I'm going to be your representative, not the lobbyists and special interest groups like CAM is.
Amen to that. Well, a lot of people already got the absentee ballots. Talked to some people at the door last night. They got them, Todd, but they're still sitting on the kitchen table. They haven't even opened them yet. So make sure you mark them for Todd Smallenberg. Again, electsmallenberg.com is the website. Appreciate you, sir. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. You have a great weekend.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll take a short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey. Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Yes, Todd Smallenberg, the Patriot event out there at Rieger's Barn, 1530 Rieger Road, R-I-E-G-E-R Road in Millersburg, 6 p.m. on Saturday. If you want to attend, just show up. I'm sure you'll have a great time. Appreciate Jimmy Rieger and the family out there hosting this event for Todd. It's going to be a big event on Saturday, this Saturday the 20th, 6 p.m. So hopefully you guys can attend it. Let's see. I got another text message. Yes, absolutely. One of the things I want to mention, kind of interesting, this event on Saturday, tomorrow in Millersburg, the following Saturday, 9 days of early voting starts in person. Now, you need to check with your local township clerk, your village clerk, to see if they are doing it at their location. Some counties have put their efforts together, 2-3 townships, maybe the entire county is doing their 9 days of early voting at one location, or maybe a couple of locations throughout the county. One of the things you have to understand, this is the 9 days of early voting. Early voting. It means you're actually going in, marking your ballot, and sticking it into the tabulator. This is not absentee voting. You're not dropping your ballot off. You're actually doing what you'd be doing on August 6th, but you're just doing it early. And a couple people question me about the process. Is this going to be, you know, them holding onto my ballot and then putting it into the machine on August 6th? No. This is going to be you actually putting it into the tabulator, and they will print out the tape at the end of the night, secure the ballots, lock them up, and put them away until they turn all the numbers in on August 6th after the polls close at 8 o'clock. So I want to make sure you understand that. Again, want to remind you, a week from this Saturday, the 5th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. We're selling tickets right now online, as we do every single year. This is the fifth annual event. It's going to be in Central Lake, Saturday, July 27th, from noon to 4 p.m. Text me PIG. I'll text you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You'll be able to get the details there. Donation button is there for your tickets. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. Bring your firearms. Bring your ammunition. You're going to have a great time. We are also, I'm going into Traverse City today, actually, to pick up the paper targets. We have yard signs from a previous campaign that we're covering with targets with the names of the four U.S. Senate candidates: Mike Rogers, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. At the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, you'll be able to go to the short rifle range, roughly about a 20-yard shot, and get a round in a rifle and be able to point it at the target of the person you tend to vote for and cast your vote. Bring cash. Trump Unity Bridge will be there with the Trump gear. He's loading up all the inventory. He's going to be in Gaylord on Friday, July 26th, a week from today. He's going to reach out to the folks there at BC Pizza in Gaylord, just east of I-75. Trump Unity Bridge will be there. Then they're coming over to our place Saturday morning, and then they're heading up to the Neil Frisky rally in Petoskey on Sunday, July 28th. We'll be talking to Neil Frisky about that on Monday's show. So again, text me PIG. I'll send you the information. And if you need the address to the Rieger Barn, just text me Todd. Text me Todd, and I'll send you the address. That is going to be this Saturday, the 20th, at 6 p.m. One of the things I think that's pretty interesting, the process. Absentee ballots, kind of funny, knocking on doors last night over there in Lakes of the North. A couple of people we stopped and talked to said, yeah, they just got their absentee ballots a couple days ago, sitting on the kitchen table, haven't even opened them yet. Well, that's why it's so important to do absent ballot voter chasing. We're doing it. Todd's doing it. Brett Gooding's doing it. Other folks are doing it. Timothy Jacobs there in Mount Morenci for clerk. Knocking on doors is critical. If there's a candidate out there, folks, that you truly, truly support more than any other, maybe it's Josh Saul for Congress. Maybe it's Todd Smallenberg for the House. Maybe it's a county commissioner or a county clerk. If you want to get a hold of those people, I have every single one of them stored in my cell phone. If you want their contact information, if you want their cell phone, just text me the name. If you text me Todd Smallenberg or Josh Saul, Timothy Jacobs, whatever, text me their name. I'll send you the contact. I take screenshots of their contact. I can forward it to you. You can reach out to them. What do you need me to do? You need me to put out signs? You need me to knock on doors? Tell me what you want me to do. I want to help you. It's game time, folks. You need to help in any way you can. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure.